The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never gets by. And Friday makes me feel just like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
Francis Chabot Sinatra getting this Monday up and running. Good morning, good morning. Happy summer. Monday, June 24th. With the Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer, with the Frankie Five Burrows and Debbie. Thank you, Debbie, and Albert, and you. We have a great show, of course. We hope we have a great show. I don't want to be, lack humility. Hey, it's going to be great. Best radio show ever. We will do the best we can, he said humbly. Rick Klein, I know, is great, and he's on the show. In about 20 minutes, Rick will come up, and we'll be talking about the debate preview coming up, I think Wednesday and Thursday. I mean, they have the debates for the 2020 Democratic primaries. Unbelievable what's happening there. Seeing no one really surfacing. In the 7 o'clock hour, Assemblyman Dove Hykind, a friend, a former Democratic Assemblyman. He represented Borough Park, Brooklyn for decades, the son of Holocaust survivors, and he's got a lot to say about this anti-Semitic rise. And as I see things keep happening in the news, and I always think of Dove, and he'll come on, and he's a great spokesman for his heritage and this attack on the Jewish community and on Israel. And how we got here, you know, I have to tell you, I honestly don't know. Dove will have answers in that regard. And then we have a current day Douglas MacArthur. His name is Douglas McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Love the colonel. He's a retired United States Army colonel, a combat veteran, author of 5 books, including Margin of Victory, and will be talking about Iran with the colonel. Because when I see the president being as logical as he is, in President Trump, and just saying, well, we're not going to take out anybody, we're not going to retaliate for that drone going down, I think it's a good thing. It's so refreshing, and it really kind of stumped, you know, the other side. Like, what did he do? He didn't attack back. Because me, you know, being the son of my father, you know, take him out. You know, take him, the World War II veteran, you know. He used to tell me how, you know, how proud he was, actually put the bombs to take out Hitler, and how proud I, you know, always am of my father in that regard. But if they're going to take a drone down, do you not? And again, Colonel McGregor will break this down for us, but do you not take out some installations that don't have any humans there? So there is no human casualty. The president said, as you know, he was afraid there would be 150 deaths there. So I say, take out the, you know, just we could, you know, strategically we can do it. Was that the right thing to do? So, you know, you'll let me know. 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone line. And you could give us a call anytime, because they say, you know, the president was talking about he's got doves and he's got hawks, and he's trying to walk through everything, right? And he says he made the comments. And first of all, I got to tell you, how about the president on mainstream media? How genius is that? I think that's just great, because I think, and I like to break this down. And again, being a political junkie, if I could just sidestep for a second, He was on with Meet the Press. He went on with Chuck Todd. The president did, and it was great. I'm telling, and this is, yeah, we'll talk to Rick Klein about this. And is it because maybe, you know, Fox News is being indeed fair and balanced, and they're putting all the Democrats on. So maybe the president said, well, then I'll go on mainstream media because, you know, my network is being fair and balanced. Now let's make the other networks fair and balanced. And that's what he did, and it's interesting to see, you know. And everybody's talking about John Bolton. John Bolton, a national security advisor. He of course, he's a hawk, but he was so good on this show when he was our guest. I have a hard time criticizing him. You know, you want to take out a country? Let's do it. You know, he was a great guest on the radio. But yeah, I don't mean it to sound like that. But he's probably one of the great interviews in John Bolton. And I kind of am a bit of a hawk, so guilty as charged. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, you know, you're going to go in and they're going to mess with us. You take them out. But you see, I'm being too harsh because I think the president is being measured and I think he's being very, very smart. Like the border, he's saying at the border, you know, we're going to give the Democrats a couple weeks. I'm not going to send ICE in. I like that when he does that. See, but a lot of his base, you could see, I'm like, boy, did they get ticked off or what? Did you see that? The president, oh my gosh, he's going to work with the Democrats. He says, go great, raid everybody. No, I liked what he did that. Now when the Democrats come back, they, of course, still have nothing. The way Paul Ryan, when the Republicans were in charge, had nothing. They don't want to lose the labor. I'm telling you, and I only got that idea from Frankie Five Burrows, and he's absolutely right. They want the inexpensive labor. Open the borders, let them in. Therein lies the problem, you know, for the comprehensive immigration reform. And it's unfortunate because you have the wrong people coming in. Now you have diseases coming in. By the way, and I'm just railing about all the news of the day, you got to check out Gavin Newsom, governor of California, telling us how great California is, how beautiful it is. Somebody out there, we're so busy here at the station, but he goes on the speech on, it's great, open the border, come in, free health care. He's doing everything for the immigrants. He doesn't say one thing about Oakland. Oakland being one of the most dangerous cities in the United States of America. He doesn't say one thing about the homeless in San Francisco. He doesn't say one thing about the homeless in Los Angeles. Not one thing. And I can't believe I'm watching it, and the Democrats are letting it go, and the mainstream media isn't staying on it. You will see peripheral stories online about the homeless living in the United States of America in 2019. And we're more concerned, and they're trying to have that mantra of how we separate families that the coyotes bring in. People, they get paid. The coyotes get paid down by the southern border. They stick anybody with anybody. Now it's families. Now the president is like, it's like concentration camps, quote unquote. And you're going to hear Dov Hyken talk about that. I mean, it's insulting to use that reference, number one. Number two, does any Democrat on this earth care anything about the citizens of the inner cities of the United States of America? How many times are they going to ask you that every morning? Is there one Democrat? I would love to see Cory Booker step up. You can't, Cory. I love Senator Booker. He's a longtime friend. Yes, I use the word love. I put all, you know, political beliefs aside, diametrically opposed politically. I do not hate, but if you're going to criticize Joe Biden for being a racist, don't tell me you're going to meet with Louis Farrakhan, because that is hypocritical. That's hypocritical right there. Don't tell me families are being separated at the border when there are inner city youth, black on black crime in the cities is an epidemic. And you know why we don't hear about it? We just plain don't hear about it. Don't tell me about all that's going on at the border when I see another police officer shot, 22 police officers shot in 2019. This is an epidemic. This is an epidemic. And now to Mission, Texas, Corporal Joey Speedy Esperquieta. Look at this poor guy, 13 years on the job with a family, stepping up. You know, just going in for random calls. These police officers are being assassinated. I believe because we just take, there's no consequences. And these cockroaches, I'm trying to watch my language here, these people that think they could go in and kill somebody else and just fire back because there's no consequences. And look what's happening in California, and what's happening in New York. That's going to happen around the rest of the country. Don't get me Don't get me started. Look at me. I'm choking because I'm getting so upset. But it's unfortunate when you see the police officers being killed. When I see no one stepping up except the president of the United States with his opportunity zones within the inner cities, and not one Democrat talks about helping out citizens of America within the inner cities, the 3.6 million black children in America living in poverty, and you're going to try to direct our narrative about the southern border. We ain't buying it. We're not on this show. We're not buying it. They're going to, and they keep going, and the mainstream media keeps going, and you know what? We're not buying it. 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. What a weekend. Hope your weekend was great. Mine is nonstop. I was just like, you know, it was like on Friday, and then you want to relax a little bit, but then it was like one thing after the other thing. A mom went in the hospital. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Thank God. I make the sign of the cross as I say that. She's doing good. She had like a little infection or something, and we rushed her right to the hospital because I'm a hypochondriac, you know. So, and it was great. And so we go to this was the best. So we were supposed to, this is me. May I for a second? Because when I say this is me, this is you. You and I, we go through the same exact things. Am I right or wrong? And I'm just, let me just be your mouthpiece if I may. But it ain't bad. It ain't as bad as with me. I have a great party on Long Island to go to this weekend. I got invited. Great party. Oh, did I want to go? I said, this would be great. Holy moly, look at this party. And I, you know what, though? Get mom. Also, mom's in the hospital. I'm not going. Joseph, you should go. My mother tells me, you have to go. Now, then it was my sister's birthday, right? Happy birthday, Carol. So we were going to go down the shore, have a little party. Well, we couldn't because mom's in the hospital. We have the party in her hospital room. I swear to God, we broke. It was the best. We broke every rule you possibly can. And we're sneaking in and we're going in. And then it was everybody. My nephew, Brett, oh, he's great. And Brian comes in. All my kids came in. Allie and Michael, Olivia, Charlie came in. It was the best. And everybody just, we inundated the room. And apparently you're not supposed to have alcohol in the hospital rooms. Apparently you're not supposed to have birthday candles either. A little oxygen problem. You can take out the hospital. One problem. We were like, you know what's so funny, you know, when I think of my sister Carol and I doing a birthday for her, we were exactly like that in high school. No rules, doing what we want. Thank you. We haven't changed. And we had, actually, thank you, by the grace of God, we had a great time. Birthday party in the hospital room. You know, oh, you can't light candles here. Why? What? Oxygen. Oh, Lord. But we had a great, great time. Then I got to tell you this before we break, 17 after 6. So then over at my mom's, and I got to go to church. This was yesterday. I went back over Sunday. Oh, by the way, an 8 o'clock girls softball game, 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. Who makes these schedules, please? And do you hear what I'm telling you? 8 o'clock for a ball game? Come on. I'm like, it's like 8 o'clock. And then I'm going, oh. I think it's so of course it's Saturday night. We had the party. I got to go home, and then I'm going back up, and I got to go an hour away to take Charlie to her baseball game. And I'm thinking, like, now why would you do that? And of course, I'm whining the whole time because I'm a little baby. And I'm going, why would you do that? So I get Charlie up. I make the French toast. We get her uniform on, and we're rushing out to, hey, come on! I haul out. We get to the ball field, and when I tell you what's great about the country, it was right there on a ball field in Verona, New Jersey, right there. All the parents were there. I mean, the umpire got up to work with the kids, the coaches, the kids from an hour away. And I just said, wow, now I get it. Now I get it. Because it was like a tournament, a baseball tournament. Man, we are good people. I'm telling you, I don't want to hear it. I mean, every once in a while, I'm going to tell you about the bad things that happen or the people that try to come in and take us down. So I went there, and I got up, and I was early. Boy, was it early. But you know what? When I saw the goodness, and it was baseball, and the kids playing like that, it was great. Charlie didn't win. They got eliminated, but that's okay. That was all right. And then I go and see my mom. I said, Mom, I'm made sure she was okay. Thank God she's doing great. What a strong woman. Oh, what a great role model and a strong woman my mother is from the greatest generation. Oh, just so proud to tell you about mom in that regard. I'm going to church. I'm going to go give thanks, right? And I go to a local church, and I got to tell you, it was great because it was a beautiful church. The pastor was great. The Monsignor was great. Said a good mass. And there was a guy in front of me, and he was sniffling, and he was wiping his nose. Oh, yeah. And then behind me, some kids come in, and I'm going, I'm surrounded. And I said, oh, God, please let me remember my Durasan in my pocket, and there it was. Because sure enough, let's extend to one another the peace of the Lord, and you shake hands in the middle of Catholic Mass. My favorite type, my favorite part of the Mass. You know, because I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. I'm here. It's between me and between Jesus, okay? Could you just leave me alone? I swear to God, you touch me, I'll whip your throat out. The guy with the sniffy nose and everything, and with the handkerchiefs, the guy that used the same handkerchief, excuse me for being so gross this early in the morning, he takes out his handkerchief, he blows his nose, puts the same handkerchief back, and they keep going to the handkerchief, and then peace of the Lord be with you, and in slow motion, he turns to me. And he puts his hand out, and he was an elderly gentleman. And hey, I'm an elderly gentleman. Wait a minute. Can I use that for an excuse? He puts his hand out, and I had to shake his hand. Oh, and it's done in slow motion. I grabbed his hand and shook his hand. I went, oh. And then the kid behind me, hi, sir. Hey, peace be with you. Okay. Can I pat the kid on the head? Can I get out of that? No. I said, hey, peace be with you, my little brother. I said, it was great, and I just spent the rest of the Mass Durasanning my hand. It was great, but you know what? Lo and behold, it was a great Mass. It was a great Mass, and it was just so nice to see. You got to give thanks every once in a while. Hey, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio, and Al's got a story. Al's got a story, too, that he had a little bit of a germ situation, too. And, Frank, good morning to you.
Good morning, Frankie Joe. Happy Monday. So glad your mother's doing okay.
Yeah, she's doing great, God. What a strong lady. And Al, where, you got to tell me your story, Al. You got to, like,
after the break.
A germaphobe joke.
Yeah, you would have ran out. You would have ran out.
Well, I stayed at church because it was church. Debbie, good morning to you, and I hope your weekend went well.
Yes.
Good weekend. Good weekend for you, Deb. You were running around and salsa dancing this weekend.
Yeah, I went salsa dancing. I also saw Kiss Me, Kate on Broadway. This is the last week. I highly recommend it if anybody gets a chance to go see it. Unbelievable show.
Yes.
Phenomenal dancing, everything.
Oh, great.
Amazing, amazing show.
And then you went to the theater, and then you salsa danced, too. That's a very busy weekend.
I know, I was salsa dancing yesterday, and Friday night I went out with my friends, too. Yeah, I was having fun all weekend.
Girl, you know?
Got to have a little fun. And it was my niece's graduation party. So it was like a fun weekend.
She graduated
from eighth grade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, congratulations. And then, so I was at my church, and it was such a nice Mass. It was great.
Right.
Everybody wanted to shake my hand.
Nice. You know, you're the Doris Ann, right?
You know what? Yes. Yeah, it's exactly right. And thank God. Thank God. Otherwise, though, you know, that's how you get. I'm telling you. I wish they would just stop that in the Mass. But you know me. That's okay. Now, fist bump. I was going to fist bump the older guy,
you
know.
You can do that. He had
his hand.
You know.
But if his hand is out, can you fist bump when the hand is out? It looks rude. I've done that before. Put your hand out, and then you fist bump. And then it's kind of an awkward shake bump. It's kind of like weird. You know what I mean?
It works, though. It works, you know.
I shook the hand. Mm-hmm. I shook the hand and used the Durasan.
See,
that's the new logo. Shake the hand, use Durasan.
There you go. You got the logo going.
Debbie's out there, 6:22. Debbie Duhame on the road's looking out for you this Monday morning. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to Westchester County. A problem right now on 287 West, getting out toward 8W, getting out toward White Plains. It's an accident involving a truck, and it looks like injuries involved, so expect some delays here. 287 West, getting out through White Plains. Traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to the inbound. GWB is up to 20, Lincoln 25, Holland 30. Problems continue on 18 southbound, all lanes closed at Egger Street, getting into East Brunswick. It's all due to a serious accident, ongoing emergency activity. Deegan South at the Cross Bronx, an accident just cleared, and traffic moving slowly on the West Shore Expressway, 440 northbound, getting up towards South Avenue, with an accident now off on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you getting notices from the IRS that you've been ignoring? The IRS will get your attention fast when they garnish your paycheck or freeze your bank account. Do not try and deal with the IRS on your own. You're already up a creek without a paddle. Last thing you want to do is say the wrong thing, make your problem worse. Let my friends at Rush Tax Resolution do the talking for you. They can help you if you call them at 855-IRS-CALL. I know Rush Tax. They've got lawyers on staff who specialize in tax resolution with a phenomenal success record. A-plus rated with the BBB, zero complaints. Rush Tax Resolution can stop levies and wage garnishments fast and settle debt with the IRS for the lowest amount possible if you qualify. The consultation is free, and they'll only take your case if they know they can help. This is a no-brainer. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Good morning, Joe on the Radio 625. Great to have you here. I tell you about Rhino Shield all the time. Everybody's talking about Rhino Shield. A lot of folks were out at the house, or they come out to the house. Had a gal come out, get an estimate on cleaning the house. You know, doing those deep cleaning. And everybody likes the house. They like the house. I think because I put Rhino Shield on it. Because it's really, you know, it's a nice house, but it's a farmhouse. You know, it's nothing extravagant. You know, I'm very grateful. It's nice, but it's great for the kids. And people love the Rhino Shield. They love it because it looks freshly painted every single day. Rhino, and people go, what's that Rhino Shield again? I spend a lot of my conversations with people. I was with Paulie, my cousin Paulie, God bless him. He goes, tell me about the Rhino Shield. Maybe I should do it at my house. So I'm doing the commercial in the hospital room. I'm saying it goes over cedar and vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, whatever coating you presently have. It's a Rhino Shield ceramic coating system. Keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls, right? Keeps the inside of your home dry and mold-free. But this is great. Listen to me. If you call for a free estimate, 877-744-6608, from Susan, 877-744-6608, Rhino Shield will give you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, fading. And so you got to stop throwing your money away every 5 years on a needed paint job. You worry about it. As soon as you paint your house, you go, I'm going to have to do it again. Not with Rhino Shield. Go to rhinoshieldofny.com, please. rhinoshieldofny.com. Or call Susan today for a free estimate. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. You gotta go to Mo's, baby. Hey, let's get this morning started. 627 on AM 970, The Answer. Start me up, Vic. Come on, baby.
Yep,
you are one of my boomer brothers and sisters, and I love you, and I'm probably the core of a lot of the folks that we talk to every morning. And you just look at Mick Jagger. How old is he now, Frankie Five Bros?
I believe he's 72.
He's 72 years old. So this, I'm telling you, I went to a nice place, a little store, beautiful little store in a beautiful little town called Clinton, New Jersey, for my sister. Allie and I went over to buy a little something. And I think I mentioned this to you before. When I was talking to the gal who owned the store, I know many, many years, always buy stuff over there for mom. And, you know, scarves and things. Just a beautiful little store. So we're talking about 70s, you know, in your 70s, you know, as I'll approach that soon. And then I go, well, I said, Bruce Springsteen's going to be set. Right, Frankie, you told me he'll be 70 this year.
That's right.
Doing 3.5-hour concerts.
Amazing.
And then I go like this. And I'm in this is a cute little town, and I don't know, believe me, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get people who don't like President Trump, but I use the president as an example of being very, very strong in your 70s, and the president is 73 years old. I got the dirtiest look. Like I mentioned President Trump. Shut up. She didn't mind the Bruce Springsteen reference. As soon as I mentioned the president, it was like, okay. And then she goes, well, Paul McCartney is. And I said, "That now that's a great example. Because isn't Paul McCartney like 75 or something like
He's
that?
He's got to be. I'll double check, but I would think so.
I'm telling you. So the 70, so don't worry. You know, just look to these people. Look
77
these people.
McCartney is.
Oh, my God. Gosh, that's great. Look at him. And he's doing two-hour concerts at a time without an intermission, I heard, by the way, Frankie Fibros. So You young people, Alan, Frank, you young people, you got a lot to look forward to, you know?
The most impressive entertainer in terms
Wait,
of
let me
age.
Guess. Let me guess. Who is it in age? Tony Bennett.
No. I mean, Tony Bennett's an impressive guy, but he doesn't have the workload and level of productivity of the person I'm
what,
about
what,
to mention.
Now what? Who's... Okay. Is he in his 90s, though, the person you're talking about?
No, he's 88.
Wait a minute, 88? Al, help me out here. Come on.
You know what? Neil Diamond? I don't know.
No, Neil Diamond, first of all, not in the best of health anymore and you know, is not terribly active. William Shatner, 88 years
old. Ah, good. We should have known that, Al. Shame on us. You know, Bill Shatner, my friend, Bill. So I tell you what, he is great. He's glib. He's smart. He's on top of everything. And you're absolutely not missing a step.
He's more active than ever. He's doing TV shows. He's recording albums. He's writing books. He's a monster on social media. He's doing live performances. The guy just does not stop working. Every minute of his day is filled with work. And then he goes and does some charity work.
That's right. And the CPAC commercials are fun. Actually, very funny. I know I think about you every time I see them. You could use that. Hey, what happened? Somebody went to shake your hand at a bar today?
No. So Saturday night I was out with friends. A friend of ours from high school was in town from Portland. We went out to dinner on Staten Island, and we were supposed to go bowling, but not enough people showed up. So I said, there's a place up the street. Because you can't bowl with three people. It's kind of boring. You want to bowl with a group of people, not three.
Wait, I'm sorry, Al. I love you, man. It's just sad. I see a couple guys in a bowling alley.
No, it was me and two women.
With the rented shoes.
No, it was me and two women.
Showed up. Gee, I wonder what what showed up.
Right. It was, you know, it was kind of lame. And people were like, oh, we'll meet you at the bowling alley. But that never turns out. You know, we're getting to that age now where everyone's like, oh, let me turn in a 10. So we were like, all right, listen. I said,
what
another friend
with
of mine.
Shoes?
Yeah. You got one shoe. It's a whole mess. It's a mess. So a
you
friend of mine.
Line on the bottom of 9 and 6 to let you know. They ever seen on the back of the shoe?
Yes.
Size 9.
Right.
They put the line
it's
on
a 6.
So
you can't get
they
your foot in.
Too stupid to know what size the shoes are. You know.
So
and those colors of bowling
ugly
shoes.
Very ugly. Not stylish.
Who came up with that idea?
Who knows?
Frankie, that's something.
Colorblind people.
Right?
So a friend of mine was playing up the street with a little jazz group. He plays piano, another guy plays bass, another guy plays the drums, 3-piece set. So I said, listen, why don't we go see him? You know, we'll have a drink or two. Okay. So we go in, he's all surprised to see me. And this guy, he's a year younger than me, but his music range is all over the place. He was playing Ray Charles, Fogerty, really mixing it up. It was a lot of fun. So it's this typical Staten Island bar. There are these two women in their 60s sitting in the corner trying to pick up who's ever in there, right? They're both sloppy as could be. It's the truth. Then you have these two brothers. One is wearing a ratty Giants t-shirt that's, you know, got rips in it and stuff and a Giants cap backwards. And he's already looks like he's been drinking since 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 9:30 at night.
Sounds like a good time
great place.
For me, yeah.
Great place. So they're there with somebody who I don't know if it's a sister, girlfriend, whatever.
Let me get this right now. You wanted to be there, right?
Well, at that point, not really. But, you know, this is what happens. Okay. So and then there's a woman there who I'm not sure if it's a sister or girlfriend, wife, whatever. Okay. And then this guy.
She's now a
and
platonic now, friend?
Oh, no. And then this guy, and it's me and these two women. Yeah. So the one woman doesn't want a drink. The other woman wants a drink. I buy her a drink. I buy myself a beer.
Oh, my
I run into four other women there.
Stay with me. This is so great. Frank, you following us? So you bought this strange gal?
My friend. I bought her a drink.
Okay. The girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so I bought her a glass of wine. I bought myself a beer. And then I see four other women that I know that just happen to be there, chit-chatting with them, hadn't seen them in a while. My friend who's playing and his brother are there. I'm talking with them. The guy who's next to us, directly next to us with his brother, he sneezes 5 times. But it's not just like a hachoo.
Oh,
it's this wet, miserable sneeze into his arm.
I would have left.
The other way. He's pointed the other way, so he's not sneezing at us. I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. And then, you know, I'm already cringing. And then the owner of the bar, who's sitting at like with a little pedestal desk like he's going to give a speech, hey, where you from? He says to me, where you from? I said, I'm from Clark, New Jersey.
Oh,
you're not from around here? I said, no, I grew up in Staten Island. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you grow up? Dongan Hills. Oh, okay. So I'm allowed to stay in the bar because I grew up in Staten Island.
Did he reach out to shake your hand?
No, he didn't. Thankfully, he didn't.
Oh.
And then, of course, he went on to say, you know your friend here playing? And I said, yeah. I said, they live up the street. Yeah, he lives across the street from me. Oh, well, okay. Good. All right. Great.
But you know, Al, no offense, what a waste of an evening. I mean, I'm...
No, spending time with my friends was fun, but the whole bar thing...
And some guy flew in for this?
No. This woman, she lives in Portland. She flew in to visit people for the week, and we all got together for dinner. But it was just like, oh my God. Now, I was going to make a stop at the Roger Stone event that Frank was doing, but I got to Staten Island, I knew I wouldn't have enough time to park, go into this place that Frank was at, and then get to the other place.
Friday night? It was Friday night?
No, Saturday.
When the Roger Stone event occurred,
yes.
You couldn't make it over there. Just
it's you know what it was. I by the time I would have parked, got in, you know, said you know hi, I know Frank and whatever and blah blah blah, and got into the room, I would have been late for my other event. So I didn't want to walk in and say hi, you know, for 5 seconds.
Offended,
and walk
Frank?
Out.
Are you offended?
Not at all. You can't be everywhere. You know, he had plans.
There you go. And the Roger Stone event went well. Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it a little bit later if you want to know.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely went well. Yeah.
All right, Rick Klein's going to join us, and Al, I'm glad you're okay. I don't know why. I mean, I would have had more. You would have had more fun in my hospital room.
I wish I had Durasan with me that night. That's the problem. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Durasan, I know we're going to do a spot later on Durasan.
Yeah.
You can buy it now at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I know.
I was there yesterday to pick up a gift and saw it on sale. It was great.
And Ace Hardware, too. Since they've been advertising on what? Oh, yes, our radio show. Just saying. You love it, and we want you to pick it up if you go out there. Hey, Rick Klein's going to come up, political director for ABC News. We have the debates coming up this week on the Democratic side. Assemblyman Dove Hyken, who's just a great guy. You do not want to miss Dove Hyken in the 7 o'clock hour. And, yes, Colonel Douglas McGregor will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. And you always on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999, 636. Big Al standing by with the headline news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
69 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Staten Island man is charged in the deaths of an Air Force service woman and their 2 young boys. Police say cops responded to a call about an assault in progress at a home on Palisade Street Saturday morning. They found the home filled with smoke and the bodies of 37-year-old Alaya Osheva and her 2 and 3-year-old sons. Multiple reports say the children may have been drowned in the bathtub. The boy's father, 36-year-old Shane Walker, found wandering the Brooklyn Queens Expressway in Brooklyn, hospitalized for a psychiatric evaluation. Walker, also an active member of the Air Force, has now been charged with murder. Police are investigating after 3 people were shot by a man on a bicycle in the Bronx. Happened Sunday afternoon around 4 in the Concourse Village neighborhood. Officials say the victims are a 17-year-old boy, a 26-year-old woman, and a 26-year-old man. All 3 people are expected to survive their injuries. Detectives don't know if the people shot were the intended targets. No arrests have been made. In sports, Jay Happ ripped for 8 runs in 4-plus innings. Yankees lost 9-4 to the Astros in the Bronx. Seth Lugo serving up a 3-run homer to Javier Baez in the 8th inning as the Mets lost 5-3 to the Cubs at Wrigley. Pete Alonso hit his 27th home run. That breaks Darryl Strawberry's club record for a rookie. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer. All right. No, Debbie. And we'll be back right after this.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
You know that maintaining your home, indoors and out, means working with the best brands. Lowe's helps you do it right by carrying trusted names like John Deere and Craftsman, and we help you save on them too. Now when you buy a John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mower, get a $200 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. And you can get your choice of a Craftsman 20-volt max cordless string trimmer or a Craftsman 2-tool 20-volt max power tool combo kit for $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 626, U.S. only. John Deere offer excludes California, Alaska, and Hawaii.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments, all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years, or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever, and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday on this June 24th, 2019. Rick Klein is a political director for ABC News, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Good morning, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. Good to be with you.
Well, we always appreciate it. I know you have a busy, busy, busy day, Rick. The debates this week, Rick Klein, what do you expect to see, my friend?
I feel like it's going to be two nights and about a million different storylines. And you have to think in the minds of the candidates themselves. And talking to the campaigns, they all know they have to do different things. You know, Joe Biden has the easiest task but the hardest task because he's got to fend off 19 comers. For a lot of the smaller ones, they just have to make some noise. They've got to mix it up because you've seen five or six candidates dominate everything so far. So I feel like you kind of encapsulate all these big fights that they're having from afar, and now they start having them to each other's face. It's funny because this is, you know, I've been covering this stuff obsessively for months, as you know, Joe. But for most people they haven't begun to tune in yet, and this is just the start of a process. The first of six debates just this year alone. They're going to start to clarify things, so it's going to be interesting in Miami.
But sometimes, Rick, you know, when it gets me a little, I don't know if it's upset, but I mean, you could see it happening when Cory, with Senator Booker, and he's a longtime friend, full transparency, so I don't mean to criticize Cory, but boy, he went after Joe Biden on your network yesterday, went all over Joe Biden. But then all of a sudden, Cory starts getting a lot of press because of that. And I think it was an unfair accusation to go after Biden and kind of call him racist, yes?
I mean, calling him racist, I don't think anyone's doing that. But I think calling his comments insensitive, not understanding. Look, race is a huge issue for Democrats these days. And, you know, it's not just Joe Biden. Mayor Pete's dealing with a, you know, police-involved shooting back home that's twisting his campaign. It's had to take him off. So you have these two prominent white candidates who are explain themselves and explain how they view race to an electorate on the Democratic side that's incredibly diverse, more diverse than ever. So whether that's Senator Booker or Senator Harris speaking for that, or even other white candidates, it's a real issue for Democrats to work through.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Hey, give us your take on the president's interview with NBC with Chuck Todd. That was wild this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's spicy, contentious. You know, it comes after this remarkable reversal on Iran. And now that, in a sense, the challenge for the White House is to kind of walk back the walk back. Now that you know that the president has said he didn't order it, he needed to be received in a different way. His end goal here to try to get the Iranians back to the negotiating table, they were already there. So they have to be coaxed into this, and they can't think that the American side is a weak side. I mean, you know, this is one of those, imagine if Obama had done that, what Republicans would be saying. So it's a tough situation because it's not clear that the Iranians listened to it. And it was also, you know, we were almost at war on Friday, and now kind of no one's talking about it.
Yeah, and any inside line on the Stephanopoulos interview with the president? That was what the access. Were you surprised, Rick, being at ABC News, the access that the president gave George?
I was very surprised, yes, to be honest. I mean, I felt like, you know, often when you're having negotiations with the White House or a campaign, they start to say, yeah, we'll get you what you need. We really got an unbelievable access to inside Air Force One, inside the beef, inside the limo. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah,
and, you know, a lot of time, obviously, there's always more questions you'd ask, but the White House really, really made good on the access. And I think it came through last week. I don't know if you got to see it, but, you know, it was a really cool portrait of how a president operates.
I'm a sucker. Yes, and it was documentary style, which was great. And I'm a sucker for that. But that means they got to let the camera guys in before, of course, the talent cuts in. So do you know, Rick, that for a fact, look at me, I'm such a geek. I worry about these things. I think about these things. Your cameras are inside the presidential limo on the other side, I guess.
Yeah.
Was there one camera? Was there a couple cameras there? Do we know?
Well, I think there'd be one on the inside, and then there's others on the chute. But, you know, here's the fascinating thing, Joe, is that you and I can geek out over this. You know who else geeks out on stuff like this?
Who's
President
that?
Trump.
Yeah.
He knows where the cameras need to be. Right? And think about all those years of The Apprentice and, you know, everything else that he's done on camera. He knows where the angles need to be. You know, you saw there was one part that we left in where someone coughed off camera, and he's like, let me do that over. Don't be coughing in here. And you know who it was? It was Mick Mulvaney.
I loved it. It was one of my favorite moments. I loved it. Come on.
Right? Incredible. I mean, how many politicians would recognize that in the middle of the answer and say, let's do it again?
You're absolutely right. But people thought that ABC left that in because to take a shot at the president. I think it emboldened. I mean, people who admire President Trump like that because, I mean, if I'm talking, I don't want anybody coughing, you know. But to your point, it was just the cinema verite of it all was just fascinating to me. And that your point is so well taken that the president lives for that and executes it better than anybody. Hey, do you think this is a concerted effort, by the way, by the president to talk to people who don't watch Fox News?
I think this is an effort by a president who is not running for re-election. This came on, you know, that interview came on the eve of his official announcement last week.
Yeah.
I think it's an effort by the president to do the same sort of access he had last time around. I mean, people talk about the Fox interviews, and that's very much an aspect of his presidency. But as a candidate, he said yes to everybody. I mean, he said, I interviewed him for my digital show at ABCNews.com at one point. And, you know, George probably did him a couple of dozen times on Good Morning America and on This Week. And He provided that access. He said yes to everything. I don't think that's going to happen as president. That's not realistic, although he can come on my show if he wants. But I think more realistically, he is going to open up the types of access and the type of network interviews because he realizes that's where the people are. That's where the eyeballs are.
Yes, yeah, sure. Where can we find your name? Is it kind of like a podcast that you have, Rick?
This is my digital show at ABCNews.com. It was called, I worked it with Yahoo News at the time. It is no longer, but it's morphed into a podcast I do now called Powerhouse Politics.
Yeah, cool.
I do with John Carl, our White House correspondent. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love it that you're like I am. Use the word geek, but I absolutely am a political geek. Hey, Rick, tell us before we let you go about this trove of Donald Trump transition documents that were leaked. What did we learn?
Yeah, so basically these were thrown together very quickly. They read exactly like the Oppo documents that get sent to reporters by the RNC, because guess what? They were put together by some junior researchers at the RNC. And basically what they did is they combed through the public statements of people that were potentially up for cabinet positions immediately after the election and tried to find things that were damaging, made sure the president and the chief of staff, people around him, knew about that and could ask about that and be prepared for that in confirmation hearing. And what's striking is a couple of things. One, that these documents were so kind of quickly put together. It's obvious that they were clip jobs that would be done in kind of D-level campaigns. This is not an official vetting operation. A lot of the stuff that an official vetting operation had on these people wasn't in there. The second that I think is fascinating is that there were so many red flags about people whose names we didn't know that well at the time, like Tom Price and Scott Pruitt and Ryan Zinke and that they were either ignored or minimized or maybe not even read. You know, I saw the interview with Chris Christie as part of this Axios story that ran last night, and he said, you know, they had tens of thousands of pages of this stuff ready to go. They just got thrown away right at the beginning, he thinks, because Jared Kushner fired him as the head of the transition. And so they had to remake it with, you know, a bunch of researchers at the Republican National Committee.
You know, thanks for bringing that up. You're right. The former governor of Jersey, Chris Christie, he's actually an ABC quote-unquote talent, I mean, over there. Do you talk with him? Do you talk with him a lot or just peripherally?
Yeah, no, I'm in pretty regular touch with him. He's a really smart guy who has great insight as to how the president thinks and how this White House operates. So we're glad to have him as part of the team on our air and off.
Well, I don't know. People in Jersey are still ticked off at it, but you know what? He is smart. That is for sure. Hey, Rick, we're gonna let you go. We appreciate it. And now, you doing anything great for the summer, man?
Debates, aren't they great enough? I mean, come on. This is what I live for.
I know. You and I are going to live for it, I know. But kids-wise, where are you going? And tell me you're going to ball games. Ball games around the country,
yeah,
I know you.
We sure are. We actually just did a minor league game over the weekend out in Virginia. But the main one will be a trip to Fenway, taking the guys into enemy territory in August.
You are good.
To defend.
You're a good daddy. Rick Klein, thanks so much, man. And stay the geek that you are. We appreciate it very, very much, Rick Klein. I'm right
appreciate
there with you, my brother.
You,
okay, thanks, man. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, you've been around politics your whole life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I
don't know what it is. It's just like, I always say it's like sports. Like, people are obsessed with sports, but you can get involved with politics. You could be part of the team because, you know what? You could vote, and that's why you always got to vote. Mm-hmm. Hey, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50, Debbie's out there looking out for you. I'm the roads in New York and surrounding areas on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. And I see problems for you on the Deegan right now. Deegan southbound, bumper to bumper traffic, Yonkers all the way down to the Cross Bronx. They're still cleaning up from an earlier accident there. Cross Bronx West, heavy through White Plains Road. Watch for delays. LIE westbound getting through that new construction pattern by the BQE right by the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, just horrible. 440 all the way out to the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus, bumper to bumper, getting up through Fort Hamilton Parkway. We're still seeing problems on 18 southbound at Eggers Street into East Brunswick. All lanes remain closed here. Serious accident, somebody trapped in the vehicle. Tons of emergency activity at the scene. And 287 westbound, getting out toward exit 8W in White Plains. It's an accident there as well. A couple of lanes remain blocked. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our community succeeds. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
Thank you, Phil. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit esbna.com. That's esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Seb Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com, who make the amazing Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Declare your independence from the low-heat, low-powered grills, which in the course of grilling events wear out every couple of years. Secure your rights to juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies. Pursue grilling happiness with the purchase of a USA-made Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Solet is perfect for today's busy lifestyles, securing its powers from the efficient direct heat of the Solet Infrared Burner, which reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to lock in the juices and flavor and grill food faster. Celebrate the freedom of a grill that will consistently produce better than restaurant quality food in your own backyard. All stainless steel and welded construction, it is self-evident that Solaire could be the last grill you'll ever buy. Make grilling great again with Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at besthotgrill.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. Warm this afternoon, high 84. Increasing clouds tonight and becoming more humid. Look for a couple of showers and a heavier thunderstorm late at night, low 68. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning with a shower and thunderstorm. Then clouds will give way to some sun in the afternoon. Warm and humid with a high of 84. For Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and warm, high 86. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joey Lumberg, 653 with Joe Piscopo, telling you about Balance of Nature. Have you tried Balance of Nature yet? You got, and I love when you I meet you and then we chat about the different sponsors that are on the program, and every single one, 2AT, it can help your life. It really can, and or help the community, you know? And that's what I'm proud to tell you about Balance of Nature, because it'll help you. And we love you for listening, your family, gathering around our kitchen table like this every single morning. So it's like we're talking across the table telling you, hey, you got to try Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. And then you can get that 30% discount, see, if you try it. And free shipping. So now is the time to call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. But you have to use the discount code. I was going to say promo code, but it's a discount code because you get the 30% plus free shipping. Use the code The Answer when you go to balanceofnature.com. Dr. Douglas Howard came up with the concept. Don't forget, Dr. Howard's a medical doctor, and the family is so committed to this Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And to me, it's been spectacular. I get Frankie Fibrose is the guy. I got to give Frankie credit. He said, you got to try this Balance of Nature. And I kept putting it on. Why? Because I was a quote unquote vitamin guy. I would always take the vitamins. I would have to go to the vitamin place and get all the vitamins. Then I find out, of course, you eliminate most of the vitamins. The vitamins are all full of everything. Plus, they would upset my stomach. Do you get that when you take a vitamin? That does not happen with Balance of Nature. It's simply this: fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And we want you, because we love you, to get on the Balance of Nature journey. 30% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Discount code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 656 right now. Assemblyman Dove Hyken, you do not want to miss Dove on the air. He's fired up, and he's great on the radio. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Colonel Douglas McGregor as well. We'll be talking about Iran. And Al, what's the trivia question?
This is what Al. All right, so CBS2 flashed this on the screen, so I had to do a little research here real quick. So yeah. Bruce Springsteen's new album hit the back in the top 10 on the Billboard 200 chart. Bruce Springsteen,
Western
a landmark 20th top 10 with his new album Western Stars.
Wow.
So now, who is the group or solo artist that has the most top 10 albums on the Billboard 200 chart in history since 1956? Can you guess the band? And I'm already gave part of it away because it's a band, not a solo artist.
All right, Beatles. The Beatles.
No,
Beatles.
That would be incorrect.
Really?
Yeah.
Frankie.
I'll give you a hint. I played them earlier this hour.
Whoa. Okay. Now I really feel dumb because was I listening?
Yeah,
the
you
Stones.
Were.
The Stones.
That's correct. The Rolling Stones have the most top tens with 37. They're followed by Barbra Streisand with 34. The Beatles have 32. The chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, 32 of them as well. Oh, Elvis Presley has 27. Bob Dylan with 22, Madonna with 22, George Strait with 21, Elton John with 10, Paul McCartney Wings with 20, and now Bruce Springsteen with 20.
Wow.
So there you go.
And Bruce is right up there. Well, that's really great. And no Neil Diamond sound-alike bands? What was the name of that band?
No. Super Diamond? No. They nowhere to be found. Not even in the 200.
I mean, I always think about Frank, you know, because if you're obsessed with politics, Rick Klein and I talking about that. I mean, I'm a political geek. I'm just obsessed with it, you know. You just watch it, and Frankie, you're the same kind of way, I think. So, what do you put on with the when you put an album on? I know you have albums. You probably ever,
you know, well, like if I'm, you know, usually if I'm home, I listen to talk radio. But
honey, fire up the Victroler.
But if I'm somewhere, you know, playing songs on a jukebox, you know, I play a lot of Johnny Cash, some Sinatra, lot of Shatner. And then
I'm sure that goes over well in the bar.
Edward Sharpe.
The hell is this?
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, Fits in the Tantrums, and
Frank, when you would go out on a date, you go, let's put on that talk radio.
No, no, hey, I don't do it when I have someone else in the car.
This was the best of Bob Grant, right?
No, I don't do it when I have someone else in the car.
Get off my phone.
No, I actually focus on the conversation with the person that I'm talking to.
Oh, how novel is that? Hey,
hello?
It's Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines if you want to call. Let me know what you're thinking about Iran. Did the president do the right thing? 877-970-2999. We are coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.